The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so this story is either a testament to human stupidity or human ingenuity, or perhaps a bit of both. I personally think that necessity is the mother of invention, so human stupidity gives rise to human invention, right? So we know about the breathalyzer, right?
Yep.
You've been stopped, and the cop thinks you've been drinking. I've been stopped twice for speeding. I've never been ticketed, and the guy, the first time, it was in Florida, and I had a Mustang that I just wanted to see how fast it would go, which is stupid. I mean, I was wrong, and I should certainly have been ticketed. But he stood behind me, which makes no sense, unless I guess I was armed, which maybe people in Florida are. And he said, have you been drinking? And I said, I don't know about you, but I don't drink, which probably should have gotten me in serious trouble. And he was actually very nice. But I thought, well, he should have probably stood in front of me if he thought I was drinking, because he could smell my breath. He didn't make me get out of the car. He didn't breathalyze me. And it used to be in the old days you had to walk a line and then you'd be able to touch your nose while standing on the finger. But they've got a breathalyzer, right? In fact, there was some discussion a couple of years ago that they were going to put a breathalyzer attached to the ignition, so you had to breathe into it before you could turn your car on, so you couldn't drive drunk. But people pointed out you could have somebody else do it for you, but hopefully somebody who's stupid enough to basically do your breathalyzer for you would not stay in the car and would hopefully be enough of a friend that wouldn't let you get in the car when you were drunk. Okay, so the breathalyzer, an ongoing part of life on the road. They've now got a textilizer to decide if you were not there. Apparently at this moment, they're not talking about doing it routinely. Although once the technology's there, wouldn't surprise me, to determine whether someone involved in a motor vehicle accident was driving while distracted. It's being developed by Cellebrite, the Israeli firm that many believe assisted the FBI in cracking the iPhone at the center of the decryption battle with Apple. Under the first of its kind legislation proposed in New York, drivers involved in accidents would have to submit their phone to roadside testing from a textilizer to determine whether the driver was using a mobile phone ahead of a crash. In a bid to get around the Fourth Amendment right to privacy, the textilizer allegedly would keep conversations, contacts, numbers, photos, and application data private. It will solely say whether the phone was used prior to a motor vehicle mishap. Further analysis, which might require a warrant, could be necessary to determine whether such usage was via hands-free dashboard technology and to confirm the original finding. Basically, I'm in favor of that. Not so much on the issue of privacy, but the issue of, you know, a car is a lethal weapon. And being held accountable for drunk driving is when, you know, when Mothers Against Drunk Driving change the laws. They're saying distract, and they've shown that texting is actually more distracting than drinking. Are you in favor of that or not?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Apparently, it would just dial back a bit. It would have to bid on the project, as would other firms.
Mm.
But I'm sort of... Listen, I live in an area where I have to cross a major highway basically every day. And watching people run red lights at 60 miles an hour... It's a scary thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that the cameras catch people and find them. I suspect they don't. But this is called Evans Law because there's a 19-year-old who was killed by a distracted driver in 2011. They're saying 9 people die and more every day because of distracted driving. 20% of the miscaps. My guess is probably higher than that. 1,153 are injured every day. Think about that. But 9 people dying every day.
Yeah, right? That's crazy.
It turns out that the 19-year-old was killed. The family subpoenaed the phone records of the driver. The motorist was driving while distracted.
Ah.
You know, it's time. If people are going to be stupid enough to text and drive. And look, I see it all the time when I'm on the road, that somebody is weaving around. It's the same phenomenon that used to be with people who are drunk, that they would be weaving or they would be going either too slow or, they're not paying any attention. So I personally in favor of that. There you go. There was a story yesterday that Chicago police are not going to have to wear more body cameras. There's a story today that said police arrest 400 at the U.S. Capitol in protest of money and politics. Good luck about that. And at least three of the four stories in the news today are about money. One is Google, Facebook, and Amazon are cheating us on taxes. Shame on them. The 400 people protesting money and politics, which is lobbyists, which I'm with them. Goldman Sachs finally admits it defrauded investors during the financial crisis. Duh, like we didn't know that. Nobody will go to jail. Go watch The Big Short. It'll make you want to get some people to put in jail to subpoena their records or something. All righty, 855-993-7569. I know this is a day that we usually do DVDs, but all the DVDs were direct to video today, so you no DVDs to talk about. They're either TV shows or they went directly to video. Oh, I will tell you one thing, which I know we don't do movies till Thursday, but I will just tell you. Just because I'm so excited about it. I saw Jungle Book. Well, let me tell you what happened. Which I see movies. So I see good movies. I see bad movies. I see movies I'm looking forward to. I see movies that I've gotten a lot of hype about. Movies I don't know anything about. You know, I see movies. Tribeca Film Festival is going on starting this week. And so I had to go get my badge to be able to do that. And it's always kind of confusing to get the badge. And, you know, it's... And so I said, how late do you guys open? They said, just till 5. And I said, I got to move because I got to go see a movie. And they said, what do you sing? And I said, Jungle Book. And they're not all these kids, and they're all kids, but they're all very excited about movies because they're working on the Tribeca Film Festival, right? And they're all going, woo, tell us about it. I mean, everybody, like five people. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting because you figure it's, you know, it's a kid's movie. And I knew about Jungle Book, Mowgli, you know, being raised by wolves. And it is terrific. It's one of the best movies. I mean, it's, first of all, somebody was saying, it's not animation. The kid is a real life kid, and he's wonderful. But they've got Ben Kingsley as the panther, and Bill Murray as the bear, as Baloo. And, I mean, it's just Christopher Walken as the gorilla. I mean, it's wonderful. And how they do it, I mean, all these animals. You see them running, you see them. I mean, it is every 6-year-old in the world is going to want to become a biologist after this. But it's really, truly terrific. I'll tell you more about it on Thursday, but do watch out for it. And it's, I mean, I was enchanted by it. It's a little long. It's an hour, 46 minutes. But it's just extraordinary. And I was trying to tell people about it, you know, when I was drinking Prosecco last night and showing them. They kept saying, well, is it animation? I said, no, it's not animation. And I said, well, it's, it's CGI, I assume, which is computer-generated images. But it isn't. It's magic. It's just plain. I would love to go to a seminar about how they did it. But it's again, you know, American ingenuity. Every once in a while you think, wow, these people are really cool that they could come up with this. And this is, it's just extraordinary filmmaking. And I remember as a very young kid seeing the... I think it was called The Enchanted Desert. No, The Living Desert. The Living Desert, which was terrific, but it was stop-action photography. But this one is extraordinary. You're not going to believe it. It's just plain wonderful. So I will tell you all about that later. All righty, 855-993-7569. So I thought because we're not going to do, we don't have any DVDs to do today, which is okay with me. I thought maybe we would do is the part that religion plays in your life, okay? Just because it was... I'm trying to remember exactly how we came up with it, that there was a story that had something to do with it, so I thought that's what we'd look at. We got a fair number of responses, and I asked people to be very specific. Don't say things like, it's my anchor. I mean, you know, be more specific than that. All right, so we come back. 855-993-7569. If you want to call in about it, that's fine as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, what we're talking about is presumably something that matters a lot to you, and it may not. It may matter to some people. It's very interesting. In the last couple of days, I've probably had conversations with three or four men who have talked about and have literally teared up talking about losing a pet. Three of them, believe it or not, were cats. One was a dog. And what they said was that they expected to see them again in heaven. that they thought they would be reunited. Which, I mean, who am I to argue one with another? Who knows? But clearly for them, that notion of being reunited with a loved one, in this particular case, they were animals, was really important and very emotional. It was a very interesting, and from people that you wouldn't at first glance have assumed were going to be that emotional or that invested in either the notion of a heaven or in the reuniting with an animal, with a pet. But whatever, what can I tell you? All righty, so let's see what people said about religion.
All righty. The first one, kind of didn't really follow your directions. Mary just says spirituality.
Yeah, I didn't really follow directions, but okay.
Phaedra says, I grew up Catholic and went to Catholic school from grades 1 through 12. However, as an adult, I am a non-practicing Catholic. I do believe in God/higher power. For me, being religious is being a kind, moral human being to my fellow man. Golden rule, treat people the way you would want to be treated. Being there for family and friends in both good and bad times. I grew up seeing people go to church every day, and after church, they were the meanest and gossipy people going. That turned me off and about being traditionally religious.
So it sounds to me that your religion gave you a basis in moral and ethical behavior, and the trappings of the religion itself were less relevant to you. Which is, as I said, maybe part of this came, I know where it came from, where the Pope had put out a new directive that was eagerly awaited, sort of talking specifically about divorce and saying, and sort of backing off the issue of homosexuality a bit. And I had just mentioned that I had a number of Catholic friends who were having a very hard time with their religion in the last decade or so. And I was just curious about what other people, and it sounds like her response is not an unusual kind of response. Of the morality and the ethics, the Golden Rule, the Ten Commandments, are something that were part of a religious education, a religious experience that was forms the basis of their moral and ethical life. But the religion itself is not as relevant as it once was. And not telling me exactly why, except, I suppose, the notion that heavily religious people do not always act in a spiritual or even ethical way. Got it. Okay.
All right. Diane says absolutely none.
Plays no role whatsoever.
Yep.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I guess she can't blame her, or can't say she wasn't following the directions. I mean,
yeah, she was saying that it's not part of her. The number of people who follow religion in the United States is the lowest it's been since they've been keeping track.
Oh wow.
Yeah, people who say that that it's either relevant or that they follow an organized religion.
Nancy says, sorry, but I need to chime in here on the defense of religion. My religion, Mormon, defines who I am, where I'm going, and how I'm going to get there. It makes me accountable to God in the things I do on a daily basis and how I love my fellow man. It sets guidelines and standards for my family and I to live by. It sets the bar high for how we conduct ourselves out in the world. I know the Lord loves me with all of my many flaws, and only asks that I try a little harder each day, but he still loves me even for trying. It has made me strive to be the best I ever thought I was capable of being. It's who I am now. I love it, and I would have it no other way.
I think that's terrific, but I don't think there's any need to feel defensive about it. I don't think anybody, I mean, that everybody's allowed their own opinion, and it's not about sort of saying, well, I'm right and you're wrong. That I think that's a lovely and touching and complete and very specific look at how that you're exactly answering the question that I asked, which is what part does it play? And you're saying an enormous part. And it's not only an ethical part, it's a moral part, it's a spiritual part, it's an emotional part. I think it's lovely. But I, the only thing that I would take, I suppose, issue with is the fact that you feel that you need to defend. You don't have to defend it at all. I think that's a lovely kind of essay and look into your heart about the part that your religion plays in, with you. And I think it's terrific. Good for you. There's actually, you'll want to make sure that you listen tomorrow there when I review. There's actually, I think, only one or two plays, thank goodness, to review, where Felisa Rashad plays a woman who essentially is a modern-day Job and how important her religion is to her. And it's an extraordinary performance, but she basically says a similar thing to you, except that she's being tested and never loses her faith. But and it's because that's an extraordinary performance. But so don't feel that you have to defend yourself to anybody. But it was a lovely sharing, and I appreciate it. Okay, keep going.
George says, the nicest thing I can say is no part.
Well, again, that there's no right or wrong answer here. I'm just being curious, you know.
Right.
And the idea that it's really important to you or not relevant at all of that is just fine. That, you know, either way, you're not going to be graded on your response. I do appreciate the specificity, but you can see that there is, it's not, and I don't know if I'd call it a turning away, because I'm not sure that it's that directional. I think it's maybe a falling away rather than a turning away from religion. It's an interesting phenomenon in that, as I said, statistically, there are fewer people who view themselves as part of an organized religion than ever before in history of the United States, and people have been keeping track.
All right.
Thank you, Glenn.
Kate says, I was also raised Catholic, but as I got older, I realized that I didn't agree with most of the rules of the church. So now I don't go to church, but I still pray, but usually in my car when I have the most time to myself, and generally try to be a good person.
Hopefully when your car is parked or stopped, right? Or you're in traffic. All right. 855, no distracting, including prayer. That's kind of texting God, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call. Click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On the 855-993-7569. Okay, I've got a little less. I've got about 25 minutes left with you, which means if you're going to call me, do not wait 24 minutes, all right? give me a break here, right? 855-993-7569. All right, let's talk a little bit more about religion.
Alrighty. So, Sam says, grew up Baptist, and my religion is very important to me.
Okay. Not a whole lot more than that, huh? But
nope.
Okay.
Sadie.
You know, it's really interesting. When I was in Houston, I did, when I was at Rice, I was part of a project called Project Houston. And it was a very widespread. It looked at business and culture and housing and religion and education. And I, for some reason, got sent to do the stuff on religion. And part of what I ended up doing was going to some Baptist churches And which I thought was absolutely fascinating. I had a very strange kind of religious upbringing in that I remember as a very young kid, and I don't remember exactly the circumstances because we were not a member of the congregation, but seeing people talk in tongues, echolalia, and snakes, I vividly remember it, and I don't know exactly what the context was. It may have just been that we were out someplace and people were doing this. And being the little curiosity person that I am, the little curious person, I went over and watched it. And it was absolutely fascinating. And then I remember having a really good friend of mine who was terrified about being in a car because she was convinced that she'd be in a car accident before she could go to confession and she would go to purgatory. She really believed this. And that was just kind of an eye-opening experience of somebody who was so frightened of, think about teenagers being frightened about being in a car because she felt that she wouldn't have been able to confess her sins. I'm not sure exactly what sins she would have had and probably might have been smarter to ask, but maybe not. So I did this Project Houston and going to these churches, and they were primarily African American. They were called Black then, but African American, and just it was just such a literally joyful experience, and people were so welcoming. And here I'm this white chick, and it was just an incredible experience. And then flash forward, I had a friend whose brother, who was African American, whose brother was actually a Baptist minister, and he died. And he died of AIDS. And so I went to I was invited to the funeral, which funerals are not my favorite thing, although I can imagine them being anybody's favorite thing. And I decided out of loyalty, because he asked me, and I was so touched that he asked me, and I went with him. And I went with, I went with one of my colleagues. And so the two of us were the only white faces in the entire place. But I knew all the spirituals, because I'd grown up in the South, and I'd done this Project Houston. And people couldn't have been more thrilled with me that I knew the music and was happily singing along. But I remember it being, of all the funerals I've ever been to, and I haven't, I'm not a professional funeral goer, but, you go to funerals, the most joyful experience I'd ever gone to, because they clearly believed, without doubt, with not even a moment of cynicism or intellectualism, that they were going, that he was going to heaven, that they would be reunited to him, that he was in a better place, that he was without pain, and they were celebrating that. And I get invited to things like called Celebration of Life, which is the new kind of politically correct way of saying a memorial service. But this was a funeral, and it was joyous. It was just. And I've been to to Irish wakes and whatever, but this was a whole different experience. And there was a part of me that just longed to be able to believe what they believed, because it clearly meant that death was not a temporary parting. But the people, if you're going to feel any sadness, it was for yourself, because you were still in a place that wasn't nearly as terrific as the place that other person had gone to. And it you can see it left an indelible experience on me. So. There we go.
All right. So our last one is from Sadie, and she says, "I was not raised in a very religious manner, but I think all my life I've believed in God. I grew up bipolar with many confusing, contradictory feelings. I've had several near-death experiences, including a suicide attempt that doctors couldn't explain my survival. I'm 60 now. Prayer guides me through my days. I work at being grateful, and I depend on God to help me through the rough patches. I remember being suicidal as a child. I didn't know it wasn't normal until I was over 30 and began to understand my bipolar issues. After kicking alcohol problems, I was able to diagnose myself and seek medical help. Drugs helped me a lot, but over the past 25 years, there have still been many ups and downs when prayer has been my lifeline."
Could you read that to me again?
Yes, from the beginning.
Because that seemed like an enormously complicated kind of view.
Yeah. Okay, so Sadie says, "I was not raised in a very religious manner, but I think all my life I've believed in God. I grew up bipolar with many confusing, contradictory feelings. I've had several near-death experiences, including a suicide attempt that doctors couldn't explain my survival. I'm 60 now. Prayer guides me through my days. I work at being grateful, and I depend on God to help me get through the rough patches. I remember being suicidal as a child. I didn't know that it wasn't normal until I was over 30 and began to understand my bipolar issues. After kicking alcohol problems, I was able to diagnose myself and seek medical help. Drugs helped me a lot, but over the past 25 years, there have still been many ups and downs when prayer has been my lifeline.
That's a terrific letter. I mean, it's really, if you think about it, an extraordinary amalgamation of secular and spiritual, and the intersection of the two in one person's psyche, literally, and how they came to understand both parts of themselves and what works in conjunction. And it's a wonderful description. Thank you. So there we go. And you can see that, you know, different folk got different perspectives. And I, you know, it's one of the nice things about being an American is that we really are allowed those seeming contradictions. We are allowed the questioning. We are allowed the discussion. We are allowed the choice, and we are allowed the non-choice. That you realize how unlikely that is, uncommon that is in a world that says, you know, it's my way or the highway. And maybe not only that we're evolving a view of religion that's healthier, because you have to remember that religious wars are probably responsible for more deaths than everything else put together. I mean, we talk about wars being political, which is base economic. But if you think about the Crusades, there were slaughters. And based on you believe in a different God than I believe in. So the idea that we're evolving a less, well, I know someone's going to say, what about ISIS? And it's hard to disagree with that, because that's literally, it's not even a throwback. It's the continuation of that notion that, you know, if you don't believe in my God, I'll kill you. I mean, who's God? It says, you know, believe me or I'll kill you. I'll smite you. At any rate. So thank you guys for sharing that with me. Alrighty. We got those done?
Yep.
Okay. 855-993-7569. So, let's see. We've got, what have we got? A couple more minutes left. Should we do a program? Do we have time for a program director here? Not really.
Close to not really.
All right, let's tell you what. Let's see what else I can find to chat with you about. Because I've got about a minute and a half.
A little less than that. Yeah.
A little less than that. 40. Yeah. I could sing the Star Spangled Banner. Okay. all right. There we go. So, you know, I was going to go into it because to me this is kind of. You know, we put up, I think, I'm trying to remember exactly, I think it was Shane who decided that we should put up a good news story every day, that so much of the news was negative. And again, my reminder that news by definition is the uncommon. So that people doing good deeds and being nice to one another and not slamming each other and not being violent to one another is much more common. It's when uncommon things happen. But the idea being that people are trying to sort of reach out when they see a problem. And they have something called a sleep bus. It said this bus provides 8,030 safe sleeps per year for those sleeping rough on the street. I mean, what a good idea, don't you think?
855, yeah, I love that.
I do too. 855-993-7569. 18 to 22 sleeping pods with personal lockers. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All right. So let's hear what people want to do in terms of program directing.
All right.
more discussion about religion.
All right. So Charlie is wondering about commitment. How do children learn commitment? How does our culture teach commitment? Example, in schools, work, family, relationships, etc.
Okay. Well, commitment, I think, for a kid is a different issue than commitment for an adult. When we talk about adult and when we use adult and commitment in the same sentence, we're usually talking about primarily about relationships and quite often about marriage. there are other commitments that adults have. They have commitment to their work or to an organization or to a volunteer activity. But ordinarily, when we talk about commitment, we're talking about male-female, or I suppose female-female, or male-male. One of the interesting things that I'm discerning with my gay friends is that, especially gay male friends, is they have no idea what marriage really entails. They fought, and justifiably so, to have equal rights to marry, but not understanding what marriage entails in the least. And so that whole issue about, unfortunately, about gay counseling and gay divorce is going to be much more of an issue. Not so much with the women that I know, because women, whether they're gay or straight, have really been taught from the cradle about marriage and taking care of nurturing and taking care of children and baking and cooking. And so they're just a different model for men and for women in our society. And when we talk about lack of commitment in relationships, we're quite often talking about men unwilling to commit to women, not women unwilling to commit to men, even though both happen, but one is certainly more common, or at least more assumed in the zeitgeist. It's more what people assume, whether it's accurate or not. Okay, so that's talking about commitment as adults. Now, when we talk about commitment as kids, quite often a parent is saying, you're not committed to your sport, or I bought you a musical instrument and you're not practicing. So the question is, between those two extremes of a parent's notion of a kid's long-term involvement with a project and adult's long-term involvement with another person, how does that occur? You know, and what is what's the path? What's the evolution? What's the connection? I would argue that in order to be committed to somebody, you have to have a sense of past, present, and future. If you have no experience, it's very hard to be committed because you have no idea what commitment means, right? So how do you learn how to stick with something? And when do you stick with something? And when do you stick with something out of stubbornness as opposed to experiencing enough to know that it's for you or not for you? Parents, as I said, quite often use the model of a commitment to a team or to a project or quite often to a musical instrument, interestingly enough, or to dance lessons or something of that sort. And I would argue that kids are not capable of making that kind of commitment, and you making the commitment for them teaches them nothing about commitment. So the question is, how do you give a child the sense of, if I'm going to spend this money, then you have to determine that you're going to do it, you're going to stick with it. Well, how does a kid know if they're going to stick with it if they don't know if they're going to like it or not like it? And should you stick with something that you don't like just because you started it? Well, I'm not sure that we would, as adults, say that the issue of commitment, the philosophical basis of commitment, is that you stick with it forever, even if it's a mess. Hence divorce, among other things, or counseling, or separation. So the question is, how do you learn to evaluate something that's new to you? And the answer, to a certain extent, is a combination of a trial period and then building on trial period so you have some history of being able to trust your judgment. So let's go back to that controversial issue of kids and buying a trombone or a guitar. Okay, what I would argue is you never buy a kid an expensive musical instrument until they know enough to be able to demonstrate a commitment, which means that they've done it for a while and have the sense that they want to continue it for a while. And the while should be specified and should be part of a contract. So how does a kid know that they want to spend the next year studying trombone if they've never study trombone? I think the answer is you rent a trombone and you say, why don't you try it for 2 months? You have to try it for 2 months because things are going to be hard. And if you'll try it for 2 months and we'll rent it, and you can figure out what kind of reward you want to try it even when it's hard. All right, so you asking a kid to commit to a year or a lifetime or an expensive instrument makes no sense. They have no basis on which to evaluate. And therefore, your commitment doesn't mean squat. I mean, fine, you play the musical instrument. So we teach our, as parents, I think we teach our children to have trial periods for a specified amount of time and a criteria, and but it's very limited and it's very clear at the outset, and then we build on that. So then after they've done a year of trombone, the question is, do we buy a trombone? Do you feel like you want to go forward with it? And so and we use that model for everything else. Do you want to take dance lessons? Do you want to take Spanish? Do you want to be on a baseball team? So the idea is that we give our kids enough of a trial period to be able to evaluate, so they begin to trust their own abilities to evaluate whether they want to do something or not do something. And then, and if we take that through the teenage years, then the commitment may be a financial commitment of, okay, I'll buy you the cleats for football. I'll go halvesies with you. So the question is, are you committed enough to put your money where your mouth is? Does that mean you have to get a job to pay for it? Does that mean you have to do some other things? So that we give our kids a parameter, a context for deciding to trust their own abilities to evaluate and to put to have a dog in the race, to have some kind of involvement that's personal, that is meaningful to them, so they can begin at the beginning to say, is it worth it to me? And then when they hit one of the rough spots, to say, well, I've already invested this much. And that's, I think, how we build a sense of commitment. And then when we get to relationships, it's why we're not crazy about really young people getting married, because they just don't have the ability to evaluate, and why arranged marriages have been the model for most of human history, because nobody had to evaluate anything. You just, the society evaluated for you, and you had no choice. We've moved into a different context that said you need to evaluate, and the question is, what do you need to evaluate whether or not this person is somebody that you feel you have enough information to be able to go forward, and for what, in what context, for what amount of time, and what's your dog in the race? Hence dowries. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.